So question to begin with this morning with, and if you need to move around, I intend for you to visit with each other on this question. And the question is this: how did you know it was the right time for you to accept Christ as your Savior? How did you know it was the right time? Okay? It was right time to accept Christ as your Savior. Okay? You may begin talking, sharing. Come back together. A lot of stories going on and sharing. How did you know it was the right time? The right time for you to say, Jesus, yes. Now, we've talked about in the past how we garner or gain information about God. I'm not sure about God. Then I'm around people who do know God. I read Scripture. I see things and experience God in different ways. That finally I come to a place to say, I don't know everything about God, but now it's reasonable for me to believe in Him. It's reasonable. Even though I don't know everything, it's reasonable. And, excuse me. It's just, I don't know, I turned it up a little bit and I haven't heard it come on. It's on, you're warm enough, okay. But God is always at work drawing us to Himself. Christmas season, God's Christmas plan. He has a plan, God's Christmas plan. And what I want you to see today is that God's plan unfolded with the restored relationship with you as His focus. Did you hear that? A restored focus with you as His plan. I'm sending my Son so that we could be together again. As Solomon wisely said in Ecclesiastes 3:1, there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Let me take you to Galatians 4:4 that Ryan just read for us. But when the time had fully come, God sent. How did God know what was the right time? Yeah, He's God, that's right. He knows all things at all times. He had a plan, and He knew that there was going to be a certain time in history when Jesus should come. God was looking at a certain time. But when time had fully come, God sent His Son, born of a woman and born under law. We need to pause at these four words, God sent His Son. This was His plan. And as we enter this Christmas season, we're going to gain a growing confidence in our knowing God's Christmas plan to rescue. Everybody say the word rescue with me. Rescue. That is God's plan. We're going to gain an ever-increasing calmness as we connect with God's Christmas peace. Anybody here need some peace today? We're going to gain a growing courage to become rescuers in God's plan of redemption. So God has a plan, and His plan is already in place. And we can ask, what did His plan include? Well, first, we already know that His plan included sending Jesus to us at the fullness of time. Why? Because we couldn't get to Him. Have you ever tried to be good enough anywhere in your life? Maybe if I did this, or maybe if I prayed more, or maybe if I cussed less. I remember when I first became a Christian, I was working on a farm, and I'd learned from the area farmers how to cuss pretty good. And so I was cussing a lot, and I remember working on the farm. During the wintertime especially, is this particular memory, feeding about 150 pair, cows and calves, about 300 cows here, calves, and we get a team of horses, Babe and Blue, and hook them up to the team and put on a ton of hay, about 33 bales, and off we go with the horses. We got jingle, jingle bells on them, and as they walk, we get the jingle bell. Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful memory. And then things would start to go wrong. the horses couldn't pull the wagon up a muddy hill. And they worked. Oh, they were just pulling. And we would weld 1-inch borium spikes on their shoes. And so they had some traction. And boy, they would dig. And it was hard. And then we'd feed the cattle and bring them back. And I would unhook the team and bring them to the barn and feed them. And when you're in between two big horses who have spikes on their shoes, you watch your feet. And one day, I didn't watch my feet very well. And I was cussing a blue streak. But God was getting hold of me. And I went to the next stall where there was some hay down there. And I knelt down and I said, God, this is not who I want to be. My foot hurts, but this is not who I want to be. Please forgive me. And I only understood God in this way. When I'm good, he's glad. When I'm bad, he's mad. That's who my God was. Is your God like that today? Do you know him that way? Now I know that God loves all of me, the glad and the mad, the good and the bad. He's there for you all the time. He has a plan to send Jesus. Why? Because we couldn't get to him. I tried to get to him. Lord, please forgive me. I did this so wrong. I just don't want, please don't reject me. He has a plan to come get you and keep you. To come get you and keep you. So many times I thought to myself, I'm in a predicament, Lord, and I don't want you to see it, so I'll work myself out of this place I'm in, and then when I'm over here, then I'll ask you to come. You been like that? You ever tried that? I don't want you to see my badness. You and I need to realize that before we accepted Christ, all of our efforts to be good and to do good orbited around becoming good enough in a whatever God from whom we were trying to gain approval from, whoever that God was. God knew we would never know him as Savior without him being present with us. So in Jesus' birth, God sent his Son, and Jesus came down and down and down and down until he was eye to eye with you. No matter how far down he had to come, he was willing to go that far so that you could see that he could see you. And learn to not be afraid. Anybody here love eye contact? You like eye contact? Raise your hand if you like eye contact. You know? Remember Foghorn Leghorn on the cartoons? Now look at me when I'm talking to you, boy. Yeah. Eye contact. Jesus came down and down and down and down to reach Delbert. And he had to come down a long ways, in my view. Perhaps the best translation of the word salvation is rescue. Say it again with me. Rescue. Rescue. God came down. Jesus came down and down and down and down to rescue. How far down did Jesus need to come rescue you? Tell someone your story of how far down Jesus came to be your rescuer. I'll give you a minute to do that. And then when I say switch, the other person you're talking with shares how far Jesus had to come down to meet you. How far was that? How would you measure that? Just tell your story for just a minute or two, and I'll bring us back together. How far down did Jesus have to come to be eye to eye with you? Okay, ready? Share. Jesus Say it with me. Four downs. We're going to say four downs. Jesus came down and down, down and down until he was eye to eye with you. How did God know when was the right time? History gives us the answer. In Galatians 4:4, God's plan unfolded just at the right time, or in the fullness of time, Scripture says. Here it is. A common language, Greek, was spoken in the known world where Jesus was born. In Palestine, Israel, Judea, Samaria, up into modern-day Turkey, the Babylon area, the Roman, known Roman world all around the Mediterranean. Greek was spoken. A common government, the Roman Empire. Good roads made travel easy, and Roman soldiers guarded the roads for travel so that travel was not just easy, but it was safe. And when Jesus came, he came to be the gospel, the good news, the message that hope is now here. Hope that you don't have to try to serve 97 different gods and somehow try to please them all. Only one God. We worship one God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, God. And Jesus came down and down and down and down to be for you and me someone we could say, oh, this is what God is like. And that the news, the good news, could travel quickly and fast around the known world because the time was right. All the elements were in place. This made the good news that Jesus, the rescuer, had come, and that the Christians to spread the good news far and wide. Did your story you shared include any ashes in it? What I mean by ashes is hard times, hurts, pains, maybe things you did to someone else did to you. Ashes. In the Old Testament, ashes represented mourning. It represented repenting. I think repentance probably ought to carry some sense of mourning, sadness with it, a godly sorrow that leads to repentance, as Paul says in 2 Corinthians. Ashes. Any sorrow or rejection, regret, neglect, being left alone, fear. These are your ashes. Jesus didn't bring the beauty of the gospel message. He is the gospel message. Jesus. Now think about this. God is here right now. The presence of the Lord has fallen upon us. He is here. Are you present with him today? How would you know if you're present with him today? He has fallen upon you. He is here. The Spirit of God, the one of the Trinity with the boots on the ground with you. He is here. He's calling to you. He says, I know your ashes. I was there when your ashes were formed, when you experienced ashes. How do you and I know that this is true? How do we know that Jesus is the gospel? John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He is God right here, right now. God is here. How do we celebrate that? God is here. He's with you. Almighty God, who created everything, everywhere, is looking at you. He came down, 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 down until he's eye to eye and heart to heart with you. The Apostle Paul added that there is power to the gospel, power that changes people. It's not you and I. Oh, we like to deliver well, yes, but the gospel has power. Paul said it this way, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the rescuing or the salvation of anyone who believes. Power. The gospel has power. Jesus came down and down and down and down until he was able to make eye contact, heart to heart with you. How far down did Jesus need to come to rescue you? What ashes did Jesus find in your heart? The prophet Isaiah gave Israel and us the greatest news. What ashes? He said, God will provide beauty in exchange for your ashes. Isaiah 61. He will provide beauty for ashes. Are you beautiful? Okay, I'm looking for an answer right now. Are you beautiful?
Yes.
Are you valuable? Are you still valuable? No matter how you think you are, God sees you in how he knows you are. God says to you, give me your ashes, and I will give you a crown of beauty of the life I intend for you to have. I will give you the garment of praise instead of spirit of despair. The garment of praise. You get to wear new clothes. What is this beauty? I've kept it no secret that my ashes were the unending fear of being left alone and rejected. Today, I have great peace in my life because God's promised he would never leave me nor forsake me. I am free to learn more and more who God is, who he's fashioned me to be. And this is the beauty of the gospel for me. I know who I am because I know whose I am. Do you know that today? What is your story of ashes to beauty? God's Christmas plan has always been to bring Jesus down and down and down and down until he is heart to heart with you. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Do you have any ashes you want to exchange for beauty he has planned for you? Do you have any ashes you want to exchange? Regret, hurt, relationship that's on the fritz. What do you need? God is with you right now. And at this Christmas season, I want you to remember four words. Say it with me. Down and down and down and down. Jesus came till he was with you. He knows your ashes. He knows every one of them. Today is your day. It's Christmas. It's your time to let go of ashes. So this morning, open up your bulletins. You'll see a piece of gray paper. You'll see a piece of gray paper. There's two pieces of gray paper in there. You can share them around. Anyone does not have one, take one. And as the worship team just gives us some background here and music, I want you to concentrate and do this one thing. Are you ready? Put on your ashes, this gray ashes paper, a word or a picture that tells you what these ashes are about. Loneliness, fear, anger, questions without answers, whatever it be. Take a minute and do that right now. To respond to God this morning, if you're able, you desire to, I ask that you'd come up here and leave your ashes at the cross. Jesus came from the cradle to the cross to hear, to say, let me have your ashes. Let me turn them into beauty, joy. Let me put a new garment on you. So this morning, I ask you to come forward. God's Christmas plan for you. People will be here if you want prayer. They'll just be standing here for you. The sun will be in the back. Respond to God today. Leave your ashes and let Him dress you in a garment of joy.